Prickly Porky is a friend indeed. Way up in the top of a big poplar, the Merry Little Breezes found a stranger. He was bigger than any of the little meadow people, and he had long, sharp teeth with which he was stripping the bark from the tree. The hair of his coat was long, and out of it peeped a thousand little spears. The Merry Little Breezes hurried this way and that way over the green meadows and told everyone they met. Bowser the Hound heard about the stranger too and went to the green forest to see him. My, how everybody did run from Bowser! Everybody but the stranger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Shouted Bowser in his deepest voice. But this stranger did not run away. Bowser was so surprised that he just stood still and stared. Then he growled his deepest growl. Still, the stranger paid no attention to him. Bowser did not know what to make of it.
I'll teach that fellow a lesson, said Bowser to himself. I'll shake him and shake him and shake him until he hasn't any breath left.
Bowser made a rush at him, and instead of running, what do you suppose the stranger did? He just rolled himself up in a tight ball with his head tucked down in his waistcoat. When he was rolled up that way, all the little spears hidden in the hair of his coat stood right out until he looked like a great chestnut burr. Bowser stopped short. Then he reached out his nose and sniffed at this queer thing. Slap! The tail of the stranger struck Bowser the Hound right across the side of his face, and a dozen of those little spears were left sticking there just like pins in a pincushion.
Wow, 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 wow!
Yelled Bowser at the top of his lungs and started for home with his tail between his legs and yelling with every jump. Then the stranger unrolled himself and smiled. And all the little meadow people and forest folk who had been watching shouted aloud for joy. And this is the way that Prickly Porky the Porcupine made friends. No one really knows who his best friends are until he gets in trouble. When everything is lovely and there is no sign of trouble anywhere, one may have ever and ever so many friends. At least, it may seem so. But let trouble come, and all too often these seeming friends disappear as if by magic, until only a few, sometimes a very few, are left. These are the real friends, the true friends, and they are worth more than all the others put together. Remember that if you are a true friend to anyone, you will stand by him and help him, no matter what happens. Sometimes it is almost worthwhile getting into trouble just to find out who your real friends are. Peter Rabbit found out who some of his truest friends are when, because of his own carelessness, old Granny Fox caught him. At Peter's screams of fright, Unc' Billy Possum scampered for the nearest tree, and Jimmy Skunk dodged behind a big stump. You see, it was so sudden that they really didn't know what had happened. But Prickly Porky, whom some people call stupid, made no move to run away. He happened to be looking at Peter when Granny caught him, and so he knew just what it meant. A spark of anger flashed in his usually dull eyes, and for once in his life, Prickly Porky moved quickly. The thousand little spears hidden in his coat suddenly stood on end, and Prickly Porky made a fierce little rush forward.
"Drop him!" he grunted.
Granny Fox just snarled and backed away, dragging Peter with her and keeping him between Prickly Porky and herself. By this time, Jimmy Skunk had recovered himself. You know, he is not afraid of anybody or anything. He sprang out from behind the stump, looking a wee bit shamefaced, and started for old Granny Fox.
"You let Peter Rabbit go!" he commanded in a very threatening way.
Now, the reason Jimmy Skunk is afraid of nobody is because he carries with him a little bag of very strong perfume, which makes everybody sick but himself. Granny Fox knows all about this. For just a minute, she hesitated. Then she thought that if Jimmy used it, it would be as bad for Peter as for her, and she didn't believe Jimmy would use it, so she kept on backing away, dragging Peter with her. Then Unc' Billy Possum took a hand, and his was the bravest deed of all, for he knew that Granny was more than a match for him in a fight. He slipped down from the tree where he had sought safety, crept around behind Granny, and bit her sharply on one heel. Granny let go of Peter to turn and snap at Unc' Billy. This was Peter's chance. He slipped out from under Granny's paws and in a flash was safely behind Prickly Porky.